Justice League is where it's at. And that's what we talk about today. So, chill out with us, and here's Barbara Floyd.
Start it up again. Computer class, yeah, tell me your name. It's now the time. We grow with each other every day. It's beyond us now. Can't control ourselves emotionally. This is our life. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. You went on to find. You went on to find your way. Take this journey inside my brain.
Welcome everybody to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast. We talk TVs, movies, and have some fun along the way. It's been a few weeks since we've been around. The holidays are upon us, so we have some scheduling issues and all that, but we're back to got the band back together again. That being said, I hope everybody out there had a nice Thanksgiving, ate the turkey, had the tryptophan-induced coma afterwards, and saw some really bad football on TV. That being said, speaking of bad football, let me introduce, of course, our esteemed Miami Dolphins fan, unfortunately, the host, of the girlslife.com studios, the man beast himself, Mr. Mike Rose. How you doing?
After today, come on, man. Jeez. Have mercy on me.
Not a whole lot to be thankful for in Rose residence this weekend, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, 4 days off in a row. That was nice.
Woohoo! Yeah, well, there you go. You're drinking a beer. I like that.
It's actually apple cider.
Well, then I take it back then. Things have gotten worse in their Mike Rose household. So, that being said, let me introduce our co-host, of course, straight from Houston, Jon Snow's number one fan, Mr. Chewy himself. How you doing, my man?
Yo, brother, what's going on?
How was your Thanksgiving?
Delicious, nutritious, and relaxing.
Okay, I don't buy the nutritious part of it, but I do buy the relaxing. It's kind of cool doing this. We're talking earlier, we're doing this via Skype nowadays. And it's nice to be kind of laying down in bed as we're having this little discussion here. It's doing something different. Well, Chewy's obviously following suit, and Mike's the only one who's having non-beer and sitting down uncomfortably in his chair.
I'm not uncomfortable at all.
No, I'm just kidding. We're going to get to a lot of stuff. Obviously, we're 2 weeks from the Justice League, which we're anticipating to talk about in great detail. It's been 2 weeks, so I guess it's safe to say we can go into spoilerific territory, which we'll be doing at great length, and with a lot of stuff going on with this movie, unfortunately, good and bad, and we'll get into some of the aftermath in terms of, you know, tomatoes and reactions and box office and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What the future holds for DC doesn't look too good right now, but we'll get into all that stuff. But again, we haven't talked about it. I want you to mention something real quick. And I know you guys have seen the movie, Mike. Am I assuming that correctly?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. So I did my review earlier. I'll let you guys go first. But just real briefly, just get you guys' initial thoughts. And then we'll start breaking it down after the fact. Starting with you, Mike. We haven't spoken, so I have no idea what you thought about the movie. So kind of give me a brief thoughts on it.
Okay, so I thought it was fantastic. It was a good movie. Very entertaining. There was some bleeps and blops there. Again, they've suffered from villainitis. He was not well thought out. I didn't like the CGI. He's the Justice League's version of Cassilius, in my opinion. That was not really the big banger. And, you know, this is supposed to be an epic movie, and we didn't get an epic villain. Other than that, I thought the movie was great. I enjoyed all the heroes. There wasn't one hero that I was like ho-hum about and wanted to know more about all of them. So I thought it did the job of the hero's part. Wonder Woman, again, fantastic. I thought Ben Affleck did a great job as Batman again. I'm a huge fan of Superman. So, I mean, that's the whole thing all around was very good. I enjoyed that part of it. Again, the villain thing, you know, whatever, but it got them together, and that was exciting to me. So I thought it was a good solid four out of five star movie.
All right, that's good. And I was kind of curious, Mike, what you're going to think. I thought I had a thinking in my head a slight chance you might not enjoy it, so I'm glad I was wrong about that. Chewy, what are you? Your initial thoughts?
Ah, oh, man, worst movie ever. No, I'm just kidding. DC sucks. No, seriously, I actually liked it. Mike, don't leave. Stick around.
I know. He was joking, Mike. Just got up and walked away.
It's no BBS. Come on. But no, I enjoyed it. I liked it. It was entertaining. You know, issues aside, you know, I mean, for what it was, I mean, you know, it's a good 2-hour movie, and it's nowhere near the, you know, up there as far as best, you know, superhero genre movies by far, because it's got too many shortcomings in a number of areas. But for what it's worth, for my $10, $15, I was entertained and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll get into some of the shortcomings. Overall, again, I pretty much echo what you guys are saying. I really like that. That was a good, fun movie.
Yeah.
I said it before where this should have been an epic movie in terms of comic book movie. It should have been like one of the best we have ever seen. This is the Justice League, you know.
It should have been. Of mismanagement from,
yes,
you know, from the very top of Warner Brothers and DC, it was never going to be.
Exactly. So my expectations were a little bit lower because I figured I was happy I got what we got. Right. It was still a coherent story for the most part.
Yeah.
And although it wasn't,
you could definitely see and tell that this started out as a two-part movie that was condensed to a one movie to see how it did. I mean, you could feel it.
Yeah.
Two
hands aside, but that was supposed to, this was meant to be and built up to be, as you were saying, an epic 2-part movie. And obviously failed in that area because
we didn't get it. That.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't get it, and that's what I wanted to see. But again, going into it, I thought, and we talked about ad nauseum for the past 2 years, for Christ's sake, this should have been a disaster of a movie. It should have been a disaster, and it wasn't a disaster. It wasn't, not at all. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Not to us, but there's a fair amount of people that this is a disaster movie. I mean, it's
haters
for whatever reason. Haters or not, you can't please the world. But
there's a definite opinion.
We'll get into
that. Yeah, we're going to get into that as far as I just want to stick with our reactions. Then we'll kind of transition to what the critics and Rotten Tomatoes and all that, because there's cool stuff interesting stuff that happened with that. But as far as the movie itself, yeah, right, Mike, you said it. The characters are great, and that's the most important part at this point.
Right.
They got Batman right. I always liked Ben Affleck. That was good again. Wonder Woman, you know, yes, absolutely. I love The Flash. Thought it was hilarious. Not every joke hit, but he was funny. He was a youthful. He represented the audience. He was seeing everything through his eyes. It was really cool.
Right, millennial.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Aquaman, good. And
Fantastic.
Yeah, I wanted him to be a little better, but I was fine with him. Like, I wasn't.
My wife can't stop talking about him.
the lone Aquaman scene I didn't really like was when he surfed a parademon down into the building, blew up the building, and just like walked out like nothing happened. That was stupid. But other than that, it was great.
Well, we saw it in the trailer anyway, so that wasn't a big thing. And Cyborg, what I thought was better than I thought he was going to be. I thought he probably had the most interesting. He was probably the most interesting character, but unfortunately, I think he suffered from the cutting floor.
Yeah, he was the one that was shortchanged out of all of them.
Because if anything,
we got nothing from him.
We did, but I mean, the book that just sold kind of like.
The other part about him and his backstory is the guy that plays his dad is like a great actor, and they could have done some really cool stuff with him.
That's Miles Dyson.
That was a little disappointing.
Miles, I was thinking the same thing.
He's extremely familiar with technology and artificial intelligence, and you know, I thought he did better this time around than we did in Terminator. So hey, he's improving. But
come on,
the thing with Cyborg is that he has this kind of I saw his Frankenstein kind of story behind him, right?
Yes.
And didn't explore that enough. And they said they cut a lot of his scenes and all out of his backstory, and this character needed more than anybody else because he was so integral to the plot. He was like, he was the one. He came off the mother boxes. He knew how to stop him at the end of the movie. He was so intricate to it, and he got the least amount of screen time, I guess, or whatever, from a story perspective. Which is kind of insane.
I kind of wish there was more backstory on some of the characters, but you know, here's something where, you know, let's compare it to Marvel. So in Marvel, we had all the story, most of the stories of characters before they brought them together. And here they're doing this and then doing movies for Aquaman and Flash post, or well, hopefully post this. We'll see how that goes.
Let's talk about what really worked, because as far as the cutting stuff we'll get to, as far as stuff that I think we can all agree didn't work. But besides the characters, I mean, there were some really, really cool scenes in here, man. I love this scene with the Flash and Superman. I thought that was hilarious.
Oh, that was awesome, man.
You know, when, and his eyes lit up as soon as, you know, the side of the eye for Superman, like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that was some great. Good stuff.
That was a good geek out moment. Like, yeah, people, like, yeah, cheering. It was awesome. It was really well done. I like how they brought Superman
also
back.
I want to just say that Henry Cavill's freaking amazing. I thought he did a great job.
He did. The upper lip didn't, but he did.
I did track for me, man. I was like, whatever. Yeah.
I know. Oh, it was only really noticeable in the very first scene where they have like a little the kid with the camera asking Superman like what he likes best about the world, whatever. And you can tell that was that looked really bad, but everything else was okay. It wasn't the biggest thing.
I just felt when Superman was back, like everything was right in the world. That was just awesome.
It was, and it's a Superman I think everybody wanted to see or wants to see. You know, he's not, you know, moping around. He knows who he is.
He's
happy.
He's a freaking Boy Scout, man.
Exactly, and that's essentially Superman, of course. I thought he got shortchanged too, because I think they could have built that up a little bit more. Like, they cut that one scene in the trailer where I thought it was a dream sequence. A lot of people thought it was, where he turns around, Lois is behind him, and he says, I guess that's a yes, and he's like the ring or whatever.
Which
is kind of weird, because I thought that could have been interesting and exploring why he felt. Yeah, he left the group. He comes back. He's a little off, right? Obviously, the whole Pet Cemetery thing. That's great.
That's funny.
That was hilarious.
That was funny when the kids said that.
Yeah, exactly. It was great. And he goes back to, you know, Smallville, whatever. They don't do a whole lot of there. And all of a sudden, he's back and he's happy. You can tell they truncated, besides Cyborg, that part of the story too. And I think from what I understand, everything about Superman was a reshot. So they had a completely different story with Superman entirely. And they scrapped that for better or worse.
I think they did the right thing, honestly. I guess it was good.
It's hard to tell because we haven't, you know, we don't know what the other version was. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Whatever, this worked.
It worked. How they brought him back, I was fine with it. The whole mother box thing, it made sense. It wasn't the greatest thing ever, but it was okay.
I'm just saying the Cassilius thing, though, is pretty... I think I'm spot on with that.
Yeah, that was... We'll get to that later, but... Yeah. The good humor, the scene with the rope when he's Aquaman sitting on top of the lasso.
That was hilarious, man.
It was awesome.
The back and forth between Flash and Batman, good stuff.
Exactly.
Wonder Woman was great. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah,
she was, you know,
and you can tell Josh Whedon's, you know, hand in this movie throughout. You can tell it was Zack Snyder's, his vision. Visually, he's amazing. The rest I question, but visually, he's great.
Yeah.
And Josh Whedon's the guy who throws in the jokes and the, you know, what that's what he does. And it's funny because I read this today that the initial scene where the guy who's in Mindhunters, you know, he's a the thief and Batman's.
I saw him. I was like, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And I heard that scene because the actor came out yesterday or today, whatever, and he said that Josh Whedon had to apologize to him because they cut that scene down because it was supposed to be a comedic intro. That was the tone of it. And Warner Bros. Like, no, we want something more, a little more serious. So they kind of sliced and diced that scene. And took the humor.
Warner Brothers again, dude.
Well, that's not a bad thing because I think opening up a little more serious is probably better.
I thought the opening scene was pretty good, actually.
That's what I'm saying, as opposed to making something kind of jokey and Batman that make. I don't know. It's like the details of the scene, but I'm sure someone's cracking jokes. I don't know if that would have worked in the movie. I don't know, but either way.
Hey, I'm gonna say something. I think 2 hours worked for this movie. I think too long could have been disastrous.
I could have done with an extra 20 minutes.
Yeah, I agree.
It was fine.
The fanboy in me does, but I'm telling you, I think that 2 hours.
No, I mean, from a storytelling perspective, it could have used those 20 minutes.
Yes.
A lot.
Entertainment-wise,
developing backstories.
Exactly. Like Cyborg, for example.
I don't have a problem with that.
Because even at the, it's one thing this movie didn't have is it didn't have any real stakes. It was a fun watch, but nobody's really in trouble, and it had that emotional punch that other movies have. At the end, when Cyborg and Superman lying down, and they're like, "Oh, I'm glad to be alive," and so Cyborg, right? And that should have carried more weight, because Cyborg, gets at that point, should have been realization that, oh, he's got his purpose. He's been struggling with it, the whole Frankenstein thing, and it just carried no weight, because they just did away with the whole storyline. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of scenes like that, just it had no weight to it. And those extra 20 minutes, I thought really could have served this movie well. Yeah. It was fine without it. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, this movie wasn't great for a lot of reasons. And let's talk about that. You're right. The villain was whatever. He's there. I mean, the CGI thing it was bad.
It was okay. It wasn't horrible.
I don't know.
I've seen a lot worse. I've seen a lot worse.
I've seen worse, but this is the Justice League. You know, we deserve better than this. In terms of CGI, anyway, they pumped in so much money. Let's be honest. You got to get this.
Yeah,
right. And that could have been because of time. Who knows what the reason is? But this is what they gave us. The villain was weak. He was totally one-dimensional. Agreed. He was just there to bring him together, like you said. He just didn't need a reason to fight somebody. No, here he is, Steppenwolf and his mother boxes. They didn't get too much detail about that, and then here we go.
Did get a side mention of Darkseid.
He mentioned it really quick, right. Whatever. Actually, speaking of, I forgot to mention that was a really cool Easter egg with Green Lantern.
Yes.
The flashback,
kind of Lord of the Rings esque kind of scene that they had on there. That was pretty cool. Yeah, and they had was that guy Zeus or something? No one seems to can tell me who the hell the guy was throwing lightning and stuff. It was this kind of big guy with the beard.
He's the Greek gods in DC Comics.
Right. So was that Zeus or something, or am I?
It
was a Maxi Zeus.
Yeah, I don't know. So I'm saying, no one seems to know that. I'm like, okay, I was just kind of curious, because when I saw I see this movie twice. I went to the screening, and the screener, there's a lot of geeks in there, and they're all cheering at that scene when it shoots lightning. I'm like, is this someone I'm supposed to know? Because I had no idea. And ask all the friends who know comics. They're like, okay, I guess they were cheering because he threw lightning. I don't know, whatever. The end credit scene. I thought were great. The one with the Flash Superman race.
The race? That was awesome, man.
That's a callback to the comics and the whole story now. Who's faster?
Comics and the cartoons.
The cartoon. That was awesome. That was. You could tell that was Joss Whedon all the way, 100%. And then the end, I thought was awesome. Seeing Deathstroke, which I didn't expect, because they talked about he was going to be in the new Batman. They cut him out. He might get his own solo movie. So I'm not sure if that means he's going to be part of this now. Who knows? Let's see. It's a lot to be seen. Like I said, overall, it worked. You know, the story was choppy. Like I said, it was better than whatever it's worth, better than Suicide Squad. And the Oscar winning Suicide Squad. It was better than that. Let me throw it out there. It was better than Batman v Superman by a large margin. They both had their issues, but the issues here were more tolerable, I thought. And this is a more entertaining film overall than a Batman v Superman.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yeah. You can have fun with this.
It was better than Thor Ragnarok.
I
think it is.
I like Ragnarok a lot more than this.
No.
I don't know. I would probably lean towards Thor if you put a gun to my head. But I've only seen Thor once. I'll have to see it again to see... get a better idea. I've seen Justice League twice, and I enjoyed it the second time. I caught some things that didn't catch before, and I was fine with it. The things that bothered me didn't bother me that much the second time. Because you watch it, you have different expectations. You watch it the second time, you know what to expect. Because you're hyped going into it. I was thinking this is going to be a disaster. Can't wait to see how bad this movie is, or whatever. But it wasn't. this could have been a mess.
Can we talk about Rotten Tomatoes for a minute?
Well, let's do that. Let's get into... that reaction. So now I think Rotten Tomatoes was 40% last time I checked. It was
which
in the 30s.
Which shows up as bad.
Well, 40% is not good. That's less than half, right? I mean, it's...
Right. But you have to remember that how they aggregate the critic scores.
I mean, it got a better reaction.
How can it... Honestly, dude, how can it be better than like Thor 2 or... Iron Man 3. How could it not be better? I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you look at those ratings, to me, it just shows you that there's some kind of something going on there, because that movie's not a bad movie, dude.
No, I don't think, I mean, I get the gripes though. When if you look at it from a critical eye, and I get it, the editing's choppy. It's got the story. It's got a lot of shortcomings. It's a bad villain. I get all that, and those are legitimate gripes. And if someone tells me it's not a really bad movie,
so that's what I'm saying.
It's not. And I think what's
and you think that Thor 2, the Dark World, is better than that? Come on, man.
No. But it's not has to do with that. If you look at we talked about the other rating, the average rating was 5.2 out of 10. So that's pretty putting about a 50% at average.
That's pretty average. I mean, that's the epitome of average.
But it's better than 40%, which reflects on this actual score, the aggregate score. You look at the actual, like even Thor, and look this
right,
up.
Right, well, you know what the problem is they use a 5 rating score, okay? So you have to score a 3 to do better than 50%.
Right. Well, no, it's out of 10. So they were 5.2 out of 10.
I thought they used a 5.
No, it's up to 10 on the ratings.
That's just hurtful.
But it's still above. I think overall they like what things are heading towards. But again, if someone tells me they didn't like it, I'm like, okay, I get it. You know what I'm saying? I get it. Batman v Superman, they told me they didn't like it. I'm with you 100%. You're right. It's just got a lot of issues. I totally understand
that. I thought it was
a
good movie.
And I think people reacted better to this, but again, it should have been better than what it was. As good as it was, it should have been an epic movie. Thor Ragnarok, for example, it got 94%, whatever it is. Oh my God, it's the greatest movie of all time. It's not that good. It's good, but calm down. But if you look at the average rating, it's about 7.2. Okay, so that's just, they're liking it. They're not loving it. You know, so about 2 points higher than Justice League, which I'm okay with. I get it. It's a fun movie. It's hilarious. And you walk out of Thor feeling a little better about it than you do walking out of Justice League. You know, there's no questions about the story. And you're just like, okay, it was fine. It made sense. It was coherent. And you laughed a lot. And it was fun. Justice League, you walk out thinking, okay, should have been better. The story was choppy. The villain was terrible. He was not good. So you have all those issues. I mean, it is what it is. But at least the reaction was better. I think what really hurt them was, I think, there's all this thing that had this I don't understand that. I guess Ron Tomatoes has this new show that they do. They do the review of the score, and they want everybody to go on Facebook Live to check out the show so they can see what the score is. And because of it, they delayed revealing that Rotten Tomatoes score until like a day before. Although the reviews were already out, you know, you couldn't see the score because people kept thinking, oh, Warner Bros. Is behind it because they're partly owners of Rotten Tomatoes and they're trying to hide the scores, and which is not the case. This is a legitimate show that Rotten Tomatoes is starting to do where they're going to hold off the score, and they want to make a big announcement to draw ratings and all that. I get and draw traffic to the website. I understand that, but that didn't help.
I thought that was comical, actually, where they were trying to withhold the score. I'm like, that's already a bad sign. what are you guys trying to hide, man? I mean, Jesus Christ.
And I think Warner Brothers knew that. I think Warner Brothers had an idea what the reaction was going to be, because like Wonder Woman initially. The embargo was a day, 2 days before the movie released, and the early screenings about 2 weeks before.
Right.
You got great reactions. One brother's like, all right, let's have the dogs loose. You can say whatever you want, and here comes the hype train. This movie, and if this movie was like that, these reviews would have come out a week, 2 weeks before. Why would they not want to build hype for a good movie? it's a business.
But it wasn't a good movie.
It is, but you know, here's a case of where expectations and how much it costs to get to that. And this movie is going to be
money.
No matter
it's
what.
Make money, dude.
No, it's not, dude. But you're so way off. It's not even funny. Yeah, way off, my friend.
Let me break this down because I love box office. And let's get into that because it's one thing I want to touch on.
Let me finish my point. What happens, no matter how many people like it, this movie is going to be viewed as a failure. And it could make $500 million, and for most movies that's the golden pot. But because of what it costs and everything it went through, it's gonna be viewed as a failure, and that's why we're even having this discussion about what's gonna happen now with DC Universe. What's going on?
Exactly.
What are they gonna do?
Yeah, because right now I think it's a disaster. I really do. Despite how the movie came out, but look at this, the opening weekend. It opened at $96 million.
93, it was revised.
Let me just stop it. Here's the deal, man. The characters are great. You can't blame this on the characters. This is a
No one's blaming the characters or the material or the comics or the fan. None. No, this is all WB and DC. Yes.
Of course.
Because if they would have spent $150 million, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Everyone would be like, all right, we're going to make some money. We're going to get return on investment. Let's go on with the next movie and keep going. They spent $300 million. It's like, oh, shit, the world is falling. What are we going to do?
Well, it's $300 million, and that's not including marketing costs.
No, that's just the movie cost.
Right, so it could be upwards to 100 to 150 minutes. You're looking at 450.
Yeah.
450 as far as what they spent on the movie with marketing, more or less. It's not an exact number.
Break even. That movie would have to net an excess of $1 billion.
Break even
because they don't recoup dollar for dollar.
They average
50 cents to the dollar with theaters, depending on how long the movie's out.
More than that, they get around 66 cents. It's a third. They give up a third to the theater, more or less. So they have to make around 650 to 700 just to break even. And it might not reach that. It may reach that. But let's step back for a second. Now we look at the movie. We liked it. We enjoyed it. Fine. For whatever that's for. Maybe this could have been the greatest movie of all time. They opened up a $93 million is a disaster. And I'll give you some perspective. Suicide Squad, the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad opened at 133, all right? Suicide Squad, you had Thor Ragnarok. The other Thors weren't that great. 120 million. You're going to tell me that the Justice League can't outgrow Suicide Squad? It can't open bigger than Thor?
It's a management problem.
Apparently not, dude.
I mean, are you? This is the Justice League. Right. At the beginning of this year, the six comic book movies that came out this year, the lowest opening of the six was Justice League. The lowest opening of the six was Justice League. I never would have thought that in 1,000 years that Logan, and that's phenomenal, but that's not a big, big movie, opened up bigger than the Justice League. It opened up bigger than the Justice League. That's unfathomable. I mean, it's got to be a disaster. That's a disaster.
What did Wonder Woman open at?
Wonder Woman opened at 103, if I'm not mistaken.
What the?
So, which is, again, opened bigger than Justice League. There's no reason why Justice League, it should open bigger than Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman opened at 166. And that was a real shitty reviews, and they got a lot of backlash the very first weekend. That movie should have made about 180, more or less. This movie should have made around the same amount. We're talking about the biggest superheroes that there are. You got Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman alone should garner you 150 million easy without breaking a sweat. This movie should make $1 billion in its sleep, and it wouldn't get anywhere close to that. And it's a disaster. And if you look at all of DC, Man of Steel came 116. That's the first one that came out. Then you have 166 Batman. Suicide Squad 133, 103 Wonder Woman, 93, 94 for Justice League. It's a downward trend, and which is concerning for us as fans, because we don't want this property. We want this treated the right way, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And from a business standpoint, people are gonna get fired. It's just, someone's losing their jobs. I guarantee you that, because like I said, Chewie, they spent $300 million more or less.
But you know what?
And then
I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with people losing their jobs over that.
Oh no! Then the shows your jobs, it's funny because everyone's been talking about why it failed at the box office, because the ratings weren't great, but they weren't the worst thing they've ever seen, right?
Promotion.
The marketing was terrible. It was terrible.
Holy crap, Chewie! What's going on over there?
Even the dogs are going crazy.
Yeah, I know they're listening to this. They're like, what the hell's
going on
here? The
dogs are outraged at a two Justice League ending up less than the Oscar-winning Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I know. that is criminal.
Let that sink in one more time. This made less money on Suicide Squad.
He loves to do this.
Yeah, that's really sad to say. It's blame everywhere, right? This movie failed because I think ultimately the marketing was bad. I mean, it's funny how if you notice after the movie came out, a few days later, now they added Superman to the poster.
See, that's where they made the big mistake.
Of course, they should have had Superman. How could you not promote the biggest hero they have?
It's the comeback.
That's what I'm saying. There's no reason to keep it a secret. You have to show it in the trailer, and that's fine. But at least mention he's there. Mention, hey, he's part of the Justice League. Get butts in seats here. It didn't make any sense. Secondly, I think there's a really bad taste. I think people just have a really bad taste from DC movies. right? Aside from Wonder Woman, even Man of Steel, which I think is maybe the best one out of all of them, didn't get the reception it should have gotten. Batman v Superman literally, I think, sunk DC.
I mean, because people hear all these stories out of issues and what's going on. Is Batman leaving? Is he staying? Rewrites, reshoots. People get tired of that crap. And it's like, I'll wait for Netflix. I'll wait for it to come out on video. Whatever. And if it's good, I'll buy it. Yeah. Great. And they'll start changing perception. But until then, you're not going to get butts in the seats opening weekend.
The biggest issue was Batman v Superman. I think it left people. They gave us a Batman nobody really liked, and they gave us a path on Superman which nobody really liked. So why the fuck are we gonna go watch Justice League when the two main characters we don't like? People just did not respond to it. That movie really just sunk them temporarily. Hopefully they can go back up. But man, it's like Warner Bros. Has been a mess, man. This movie was 2:45. They mandated 2 hours. They didn't know what the hell was going on. Josh Whedon, they plugged him in. They should have taken the time. They should have just, we release it next year. They only had Aquaman
coming out. It's like they were trying to, set their own path and think outside the box. And they're trying to, and obviously, they're always going to be compared to Marvel because, say what you want, they got their shit together. You don't hear these issues. Yeah. There's one vision, and whether you like it or not, that's the plan. If you don't like Extended Universe or not, whatever. But it was a plan. They stick to it, and it works.
And it works. And that's what they haven't done. Because even after Man of Steel, the plan was Man of Steel 2.
No,
it was a plan. And then Jack Snyder, but early on, they're like, let's make Batman v Superman instead.
Yeah.
Okay, so they changed the whole thing, which is obviously a big mistake from the get-go. Then Suicide Squad got, let's change that because people didn't like Batman v Superman. Yeah. Okay.
And they start talking about Shazam movie and Black Adam, all this other stuff. Deathstroke,
That's what I'm saying. And you're right. So what do you do here? Because now, can you reboot? You might as well reboot. I guess you really can because you got Aquaman in the can already. That's coming out. That's already been shot. The principal photography is completed. So, you have to release
that
movie.
And you got to do Wonder Woman, too.
Obviously. Yeah. That's the only thing that's worked is that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like the other movies, but I'm saying this is the only one that's been accepted critically by fans and the critics and by the fans.
Yeah, financially, critically. I mean, the whole nine yards.
The fan response. Obviously, yes. But now, you got Ben Affleck, who I said for the last year was never going to be anymore, was not going to be Batman anymore. That's clear. That's not going to happen.
Honestly,
and that's the one thing that I really like about this is this portrayal of Batman.
I think he's been fantastic.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
Issues or not, but I mean that's the one thing they need to keep.
But they can't do it now. I mean he doesn't want to do it.
No, if he doesn't want to do it, that's
who's going to John Hamm? What?
No, they'll figure it out. No, I mean
I know they'll figure it out. But here's the deal: Ben Affleck is perfect. What?
I'm with you.
But he doesn't want to do it. He was great in this movie. I thought that it was just a good movie.
I think he knows just too much bullshit. He gets a lot of pressure, and he gets a lot of heat from all over because he's Batman. It's a lot of attention he doesn't need. He's Ben Affleck. He doesn't need
also this Weinstein crap.
Well, it's a lot of things going on with all that, and he was part of that too. So he's got a lot of pressure. Last thing he needs to be Batman. He even came out and said recently, I need to find a way to segue out of here gracefully. Those are his words, and that was like a week or 2 weeks ago, whatever. A week ago. So he knows he's down. He's out there done. So what do you do? We're happy with Justice League, how it ended. It's very positive. No, the characters are great, but the people actually want to see him. I don't know. You can't do Justice League 2.
But I think they need to reboot the whole schmear.
I don't know what else to do. This is what they need to do. They need to first, you got Wonder Woman right? The only character that was consensually accepted by everybody. They have that right. You have to get Batman. And you have to get Superman right. If it doesn't happen, who gives a shit about Flash and Cyborg? Because your main two guys, no one cares about. You have to. You need to make a Superman 2 or 1, whatever. Restart with him. Make a movie that everybody likes. And then you go to Batman movie that everybody likes. And then everyone's back on board. When they promote Justice League, they go, oh, my God, we got Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman. Now everybody's excited, as opposed to getting Wonder Woman and two guys who are moping around pissed off half the time and Batman, Superman.
I say give that move to Patty Jenkins.
I'll give everything to Patty Jenkins.
Right, well, I'm just saying.
But that's what Warner Bros. Hasn't done. I mean, and I don't blame Zack Snyder. They gave the keys to him to say, take one more show. I don't blame the kid.
Zack Snyder is a brilliant filmmaker.
Visually, yes. But he doesn't have what it takes to make this kind of grand scale movie. It's not his wheelhouse. It's just not. But
Watchmen,
I don't blame him.
Great. Come on, man.
That was a good movie, absolutely. But he has source material. And it was a dark movie, though. These can't be dark. It's been well established, documented. Nobody wants to see a drab a DC movie. They don't want to see that. And that's what Snyder does really well. Watchmen's a very dark film, right? Mm-hmm. 300 is dark. He's the Dawn of the Dead, whatever. That's a dark movie. The other one with the girls, that terrible movie he made was awful.
The Descent?
I don't know what the. It's not even worth mentioning the name of it. Okay. With the girls
who's in the dollhouse.
Yeah, whatever it was. It was a bad one. But that's his style. It's clear that people are not responding to that style. But I don't blame him. Listen, he made the movie he thought he could make. You don't blame the kid. You give the keys. They say, hey, he's a 10-year-old kid. You give him the keys to Ferrari. He crashes it. I don't blame him. I've been the parent for giving the kid the keys.
Right.
And that's one of the birds. Why do you allow Zack Snyder to drive this car when he's incapable of doing so? That's the first mistake.
It's a management problem.
Exactly. And you're right. And the good thing, they hired Patty Jenkins, who is an established storyteller, an Oscar-winning director. She knows what the hell is going on. I get it. And that's why that movie worked, right? It's Patty Jenkins. Let's be honest. They haven't gotten a great – I mean, they got David Ayer, who's okay, and they totally messed with this movie. And he has Zack Snyder. Okay. That's it. Matt Reeves is a step in the right direction, an accomplished director who knows what he's doing with story. And that's the key, is the story. We know they got great characters. We know Superman is awesome. We know Batman is – everyone loves Batman, Superman. Everybody loves him, right? You need a good story featuring those heroes in it. And if they're going to do Shazam, the Joker back in the 80s and what the hell, and with the Deathstroke and this and that, it's just like, okay, they're gonna do. I mean, I got a sense that we're gonna get some announcements. They're gonna be saying, hey, listen, new direction. Maybe it's a Flashpoint thing that everyone keeps talking about. The reboot.
That's a nice segue to reboot. Is that could solve it? At least try to fix it at this point.
I mean, I think that might I think that might confuse the fans though, because listen, how many Batmans have we gotten in the last 10 years, for Christ's sake? I mean, nobody cares if they just change Batman. Nobody cares, right? I mean, it happened. I know it's not like apples and apples, but the Hulk, they changed the Hulk from one movie to the Avengers. Nobody gave a crap. You know what I'm saying? We've gotten Keaton, Kilmer, Clooney, Christian Bale, Batman. Nobody cares. No one's in an uproar because Christian Bale wasn't Batman anymore. They just don't care. They want to see a good character. They don't give a fuck who it is. You know, and they're talking about Jake Gyllenhaal, maybe his potential, whatever, you know, whatever. That's all rumors anyway. Jake Gyllenhaal had a meeting with Matt Reeves and the studio about
Batman.
With Batman. Interesting choice. But I mean, it's just, they're just talking. That's all that means. They talk to 1,000 actors. Well, relax.
I like Jake Gyllenhaal. I don't know, man.
I mean, again, that's just rumors. I'm not saying that's the already go. I'm just saying, let's clean up the house. What we talked about before, we're like, we're doing the kitchen halfway through it. This is the bathroom and the roof. The kitchen, man. Finish the kitchen. Because, you know, it doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying? And I say this again, you know, they have the best ingredients. Marvel's heroes don't compare to DC heroes. That's just a fact.
Right. That is true.
Can't tell me Thor, Iron Man, and the Hulk is better than Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. No one's lifetime. You have all the ingredients to make a delicious meal. Don't give me a burger and fries, dude. You know, we got fillets, man. We got the freshest vegetables. Give me a great meal.
They're overcooking that meat, and it doesn't matter, dude. God.
They're not cooking meat. They're making
a well-done fillet, and you ask for medium rare.
That's what I'm not even asked for. You know, they gave me a meatloaf. You know what I'm saying?
Meatloaf.
Mom!
You know, I like meatloaf.
I love that.
Justice League is not meatloaf. It should never be. Right now, it's meatloaf. That's what it is. It's fine. I like meatloaf, but
it's all good.
This is Justice League. Are you kidding me? So I think they're.
It's Cheesecake Factory.
This is not even. This is like Five Guys that we're getting here. You know,
it's not. No, that's better than that.
I don't know. I mean,
I'm telling you, Cheesecake.
And you have the Suicide Squad. Well, the Oscar winning Suicide Squad is like Taco Bells and shit, you know. They're giving us crap. They're giving us crap, you know.
This guy doesn't stop.
So.
Oh, God.
Man, I'm getting hungry.
But you better start drinking, man.
Not for real. But I mean, I'm so curious what happens, because I mean, the only thing we have on the slate is Aquaman, right? That's the only thing that's confirmed, besides Wonder Woman 2, which obviously it's inevitable.
Yeah.
I want to see what they announce, what they're going to go with. I would love to see Matthew Vaughn jumping in Superman, changing the tone. Let's do this. You got Matt Reeves. I'm sure they'll announce Batman at some point. They need to get everybody. They need to build the goodwill that they don't have right now. That's the problem. People have a bad taste in their mouth about DC. They're not blowing out of the... And the thing is, you got Marvel. It's unfair to compare one to the other. But when you got Marvel, people loving it and liking those movies, it's just hard not to compare one to the other. And people are like, right. I'd rather see a Marvel movie than a DC movie, right? Mm-hmm. I'm more entertained by Marvel. They got their shit together, for better or worse. And DC just doesn't have them. Until they fire whoever it is, that would put someone in charge, like a Kevin Feige, like they have their Kevin Feige, just not going to work. It's not going to work.
It's not going to happen.
That's what I'm saying. I don't find somebody, whoever it is, and just stick to the plan. Don't panic. Give us solo movies. Don't worry about this universe. I don't want to forget Justice League 2, because we know they're not going to make that movie anytime soon. Okay. Because there's no way they're going to pump in $300 million for a movie that they're not sure can make money back. You know, and even right. On the second weekend, Mike, this thing, I think it dropped like 56%. It got beat out by Coco.
Don't bother me, man.
Well, but Coco's
great. Coco's a good movie, though.
Coco's a great movie. I love Coco. But, I mean, Justice League versus Coco? Come on. Really? This, you can't tell me that Coco should ever outgross
this
Justice.
Is a promotion mistake. There's no other way to put it.
There's a lot of mistakes. And I really want – we'll see. I mean, fingers crossed, because they're rebooted. Do what the hell you got to do. Get your shit together and give us some good, fun movies. And because – right now, all we got tomorrow to look forward to at this point. Okay, next year there's like 6 or 7 superhero movies and only one's DC. And that's not till December. We're getting like 2 X-Men movies. What happened?
No, I'm trying to understand. 6?
Yeah, we got
Black Panther.
Panther. The Avengers.
Infinity Wars, yeah.
But is Infinity Wars before Black Panther?
No, Black Panther's in February.
Yeah. In May, you got Infinity Wars. In the middle of summer is the Ant-Man 2, Ant-Man and the Wasp, whatever.
That's 3.
Then you have Deadpool.
Awesome. Deadpool 2.
And Deadpool, by the way, that freaking trailer was funny as hell.
Awesome. Hilarious. That trailer was phenomenal. It's so funny. With the whole, was it Bob Ross? Is that the guy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, the whole Bob Ross thing.
WB, take notice. That's how you market a movie.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. That's how you promote a movie. That's what I'm saying.
Hilarious. They know
Fox has passed DC. Who would have thought all of those ever gonna say that? And besides Deadpool, they got 2 X-Men movies coming out, the New Mutants, and they got the Dark Phoenix saga, whatever they're doing.
Yes, that's right.
So there's
I'm worried about that, by the way.
I'm not excited about it, but
yeah. But you know whatever. What I'm saying though.
Well, I know it could be a disaster, but
the Gambit movie already got buried, by the way.
Oh, dude.
Which one?
Gambit might as well be a DC character. Dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just toss him out, and I don't know.
But at least Fox had the sense. It's like, you know what? Let's save our money for something better.
Oh no, sure. But
let's not pour more money after bad, dude.
But Fox is doing, you know, they're doing good things, man. With Logan, that rated R thing, that's their niche,
shit.
And they're doing great. And we got the turning New Mutants into like a horror movie, which I'm really excited about. So at least they're trying new things, and someone's working. It all may not work, but they have a plan to stick to it, you know, for whatever that's worth. And funny enough, we'll get off finally off this thing. It's Fox, because you guys hear they're trying to sell their properties, right? You guys hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I guess Disney is trying to buy a lot of these properties, will be at the X-Men, Deadpool, Aliens, yada, 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 all these properties that Fox owns.
Mm-hmm.
Man, am I alone here thinking that's a really, really bad idea that Disney buy it?
Well, I mean, if Fox is selling, I mean, what are you supposed to do?
They're not selling.
Well, no, I think they are. And I think Comcast, was it them? It was AT&T, was trying to buy something of, one of the, I think, the TV side of Fox, they're sending everything. Mm. They're keeping only a few things because by law they have to, like Fox News and stuff like that.
Yeah.
To prevent the monopoly and yada, yada, yada. But they're going to sell. I'm fine. I don't care. They can sell it. I don't care. I just don't want to see Disney owning those properties. Am I alone here?
Well, why not?
With you. Because Disney sucks. That's why.
Relax, Mike. Hold on, dude.
No. What I mean, bro.
No, but I don't think Disney. For example, let's assume they buy it, right?
They can't hold all the cards. That's what I'm saying.
Well, number one, yes, and number two, they're not gonna give us the Deadpool movie we want to see,
right?
Or a Logan-esque type movie you want to see, because they're not gonna do a rated R movie. They're just not going to do it. Forget about it.
Wolverine's finished though, right in the cinema.
Yeah, but you got X-23, and you know there'll be a new, and they can make a new Wolverine. They're not gonna just dump that property.
Maybe Doc because,
you know, they'll bring somebody back. They'll reboot like they reboot every year. How many Spider-Mans have we seen in 10 years of Christ's sake?
Please.
Talk about going back to the old Ben Affleck thing. I mean, how many Spider-Mans have we seen and it still succeeds? So, again, it's irrelevant. But, I mean, we've seen it so many times. They can just bring another Wolverine.
Stop. I'm going to stop you right there. Spider-Man, the last amazing Spider-Man in Spider-Man 2 was garbage.
I like the first one. I liked it a lot. But it made money, and both even the part
two, the one for
terrible.
Sony, the reboot. So yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man,
yeah, it made money, and the second one made money. As bad as it was, it made money. It's making more than Justice League, and whatever that's worth. and then they rebooted. They brought in, what is this guy's name? Tom Holland. And that movie was the number one movie of the year in terms of superhero top grossing film. People don't care about the reboot. You can put you can change characters every movie. No one's gonna care. You give us a good movie featuring Spider-Man, whoever actors there,
and then people
nobody
will go.
Cares. Yeah. Exactly. Logan to Batman to all these characters. Let's just be honest. You might hear a few nerds griping, "Oh man, I want to see this." Then nobody cares. The casual fan doesn't care. The casual fan doesn't even know what the hell is going on. Let's be realistic. We're in the know because we read about this stuff, but the casual fan has no idea what the hell's going on, who's going to be Batman. They don't give a shit. They see a trailer, they're going to get pumped, right? They'll be like, oh, isn't this guy Batman? Eh, whatever. And that's exactly what's going to go through the mind. But yeah, the whole Disney thing, I don't want to see that, dude. I don't want owning every property because then we're not going to get...
Everything's going to get whitewashed.
Exactly, whitewashed, number one. And two, we're going to get an X-Men movie once every 5-6 years. I don't want to see it either. You know what I'm saying? Fox is doing, for the most part, doing well with X-Men. Yeah, they've missed a couple of times, but whatever. But they've hit home runs several times, and I want to keep that going. We got 7 movies next year, right? Only 3 by Disney. Disney owns it. They're not releasing 6 movies in a year. They're not going to. It's too expensive. It's too much from the manager. I hope someone else buys it and whatever. Warner Brothers should jump in there and take good properties from Fox. They could use some good properties, you know. and they could. I mean, give them Deadpool. They could use some, you know, a good superhero movie besides Wonder Woman. Once I accept it, because again, Justice League is a good movie. And you guys should watch it. Those who haven't seen it. But hopefully that doesn't happen. So we'll see.
Let's see what happens.
Let's move on here. We got a little time left. Let's do some TV. I haven't done TV in a while, man. Stranger Things. Everybody saw it, Mike?
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, done yet?
It's a thumbs up.
I thought it was great. No spoilers. I loved it. I
did.
It's really great so far. Honestly, it's really good.
It's fun. It's campy. It's homey. It's it knows what it is, and it does it well, way beyond well. Great characters, great story. It told a nice story. It's condensed. I mean, I love that show. I love everyone I know that said to go watch it has loved it, man. Can't say enough about it.
What's not to love? You're right. It's fun. The kids are awesome. I mean, they write kids so well in that show. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh man, you can see everyone can kind of relate to those kids, and they did some of the same stuff and hanging out and doing the nerdy shit. We all did that, right?
Yeah, that was awesome, man.
That's what I'm saying.
The arcade, man.
That's what I'm saying. What the arcade?
Getting the record at Galago and Dig Dug.
I mean, that's okay. I mean, that's meant for us more kids now. Right. And they do it so well. They hit that nostalgia mark perfectly well, and then they really expanded well on the mythology of the whole Upside Down, which we won't get into the details. But I was worried that we're getting the same thing here with the cool. I mean, they kind of built on it, they expanded on it. Okay, I liked what they
did. Introduced new characters.
Exactly.
It was great, man.
We had Rudy, you know, Sam White.
Sam White's getting teased.
Speaking of that, I just went to Notre Dame game.
Oh, Notre Dame. Oh, that's right. Because you were there. You were there, no? Last week?
I went to see Notre Dame Navy.
Yeah, that's right. Notre Dame. God, if it wasn't for Rudy, I would have hated. I would hate this school.
I'm a huge Notre Dame fan.
Rudy. But it's good to see Rudy, you know, getting work again. I guess got to eat. Well, he's been eating a lot because, damn.
I know they put on a little poundage there.
Apparently, he's been working a lot. Maybe he was in all the scenes that could on Justice League. He still got paid. I don't know. Cause, man, he's big as shit. He's big. He's really big. He's a poor guy. But he was awesome. It was cool to see him. Like another 80s throwback character, like Winona. You know, they made their names in the 80s anyway. Really good. It was great. I love the show. I can't wait till next season. I'm jacked for it. And what's great about it, which is and I wish more shows, including Marvel, the TV series, which we'll get into in a second, will do this, is like the first season was 8 episodes, right? It was no more ending and no less. It was perfectly run, like 8 episodes. Correct. This one, 9 episodes. Again, we should do 10, let's do 13, a status quo. They do exactly what they need to do to tell the story.
Story, yes.
And that's great. And I wish other shows will do that, particularly Marvel, because even like I love Daredevil and Jessica Jones and all that, but you can tell there's some filler stuff and it drags on a bit.
Right.
And it took, you know.
Even Daredevil, what was it? 8 episodes?
Defenders was 8 episodes.
Defenders, sorry.
Yeah, it was 8 episodes, right? And that probably should have been like 6, but whatever.
But like Punisher to me was okay. Would have been better at 10, but 13's okay.
Did you finish? I want to talk about Punisher. You finished watching it? Yeah. I haven't yet.
Finished watching it.
I'm 7. What I'm seeing so far, I love the show. I think it's
great. I thought it's really good. Better than Iron Fist.
That's not saying a whole lot, dude.
Yeah, and it's a non Oscar winning Iron Fist.
Yeah, exactly. This show, I mean, so far I've been episode 5, but what I've seen, and obviously each series is its own unique take on the hero genre, superhero genre. He's not a superhero, but it's still a Marvel property. But with this one, it seems to be so well grounded in true to life emotions and feelings, and you know, you go through what he's going through, the flashbacks, the regret, everything.
Dark story.
Dark, but that's fine, dude. But
no,
it's great.
That's great.
It's gritty. It's gripping. It's real.
I was really surprised. Before I started watching, I'm thinking, okay, I want to see him kick ass, which he is, of course. But he's gonna, be on the ground, and then there's some mob going out again, going out of control, and he goes to kill all these bad guys. That's basically what that was gonna be like, right? Yeah. But it's so not like that all.
No, it's
like
the comic. Way
honestly, it's like the comic book.
Right, that's what I hear. They're talking about, you know, obviously focusing on his past and the whole PTSD thing. They're talking about that a lot. Mm-hmm. The effects on a person, including Frank Castle's character and what he's going through, and obviously the whole thing with his wife and his kids, and they keep bringing that up. This guy's a mess, which has been in a good way. But it's really, really rote. We're more intelligent than I thought the show would ever be. Mm-hmm. I thought just visually, I was like, oh, this guy's going to kick ass and this is some cool action. And I would have been fine with that.
It was well beyond that.
I haven't finished it. I don't know how. Hopefully it ends well. We'll see. If I'm thinking 13, maybe too long. Maybe it's not. We'll see when it ends. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But
so far, Mike, it's great.
You Mike, what number? What episode are you in? What number?
10.
Okay. I'm at 7.
I'm at 5, I think. Five or six.
We'll dig deeper next week about whenever. By next week, we'll see if we finish it. I'm thinking I will be too by this week. But either way. But it's great, and I think so far, I think it's probably the best one out of all of them. Even Daredevil, I mean, so far, it could go down. It could go down.
I think it's not better than Daredevil 1, but it's close. It's just below Jessica Jones.
Oh, and I think I like it more than Jessica Jones,
really?
Personally.
I love Jessica Jones.
I like Jessica Jones a lot. I really do. I thought Jessica Jones was better than Daredevil season 1. I thought Daredevil season 2 was the best out of all of them combined.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say anything because the one thing that sets Daredevil 1 from everything else is the Kingpin,
right?
Vincent D'Onofrio, we're talking about villains and or lack thereof of good villains. I mean, for how he's portrayed and what they're showing on TV, that guy was amazing, dude.
Oh, no, I'll give you that. So far, that's been the best villain. And here, you're too, well, I don't want to say, I'm not saying that.
I don't think I'm there yet.
You're not there yet. And there's a big surprise, and I was caught off guard by it in a good way. But again, it's too soon to talk about that. But I mean, again, just so far, I'm gonna talk about just the first six episodes, pound for pound. I think it's a better show right now. I could change. Maybe it doesn't end as strong as Daredevil did. Okay, no problem. And then okay, I'll be saying okay, maybe it's the second, third best show Marvel has. But it's definitely far superior than the Defenders. Far superior than the.
Defenders wasn't disappointing. No,
it was okay. It was okay. Yeah. It was disappointing. Yeah, it wasn't as good as it should have been. Way better than Iron Fist, the non Academy Award winning Iron Fist. And
he won't let that go. But is it Emmy winning? Emmy winner or not?
That's not winning.
Probably not.
No, it's not. You can't even spell Iron Fist couldn't spell Emmy, did he? Worst show ever now. That's not that bad. No, it's bad, but not that bad. Whatever it's worth. He did. He is better in Defenders as far as the character itself.
Whatever that's worth.
But yeah, it's a. And better than Luke Cage. I thought Luke Cage was great for the first six episodes, and as soon as Cottonmouth died, the shit took
it. Fell
it
dove.
Yeah.
It really. I didn't sink to the ground, but it took a couple matches.
No.
Big time.
The Diamondback stuff was garbage.
It was weird. Yeah, you're right. So that has some misfires, and it is what it is. But
it was a good show. Don't get me wrong.
No, it was a good show. Overall, it was a good show. Yeah, absolutely. It just lacked that. It lacked that Kingpin, which the first season had. Daredevil. Mm. It lacked that the Killgrave that Jessica Jones had.
Right.
That's what made it. When you have a great villain, hint hint, Marvel and DC, it elevates the entire project. A good villain is so important, and those two shows had great villains. You know, and then half of Luke Cage had it too. Cottonmouth was great for the first. Four or five episodes, whatever he's in, before they act him out. A shame, because he could have been another great villain again for them, but they fucked that up. And also killed off Sigourney Weaver in Defenders, whatever that's worth. That was.
Don't even go there, because that.
I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
But either way, so that's those are the two shows. Obviously, Stranger Things and Punisher. Punisher is a must watch for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen any Marvel show at all, this is your first one. I think you can watch it and be totally fine. I don't think it has any.
Watch Daredevil 1 and 2.
I think you could watch maybe Daredevil 2 because that's when they introduced Frank Castle. Watch like the first and then go into Punisher. But even if you haven't seen it, I think you can still
watch it. I mean, you can still watch it without watching season 2 of Daredevil and be fine.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. I think if someone tells me, oh, I haven't seen the other ones, just watch it.
Yeah,
if you like this one, then you go to put on Daredevil afterwards and see it after the fact, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's a lot different from the other shows we've seen for Marvel, I think.
It's very different. That's what I enjoy about it.
Exactly. So kudos to them. I hope it ends great, and we'll talk about that next time, whatever the case is.
The story build with the Homeland Security, with Microchip, with Frank Castle, it's all very good.
It is, and it's very relevant. Right. You know, to what's going on now, which is again great because we hear this stuff all the time, and you know, obviously, what's going on in Afghanistan overseas and all these shenanigans and backdoor treaties. We know how this thing rolls, they talk about it constantly. This show really focuses on that, it doesn't shy away from that, you know, it keeps it very real and grounded, which is great.
But it's not crazy PC either. I thought it was
good. It's not, yeah, they don't sugarcoat it's
usually
really
Marvel gets sucked into that vortex.
But not with this show. As I'm saying, they took a whole different direction with this, which is great.
It's good.
Is there anything? There's nothing I've seen. You guys have seen anything else on TV that we should be aware about?
I started watching Western Godless.
How is that?
It's a short one. It's a mini little, you know, it's a limited series,
Jeff
seven
Daniels
episodes.
Is in that shit, right?
Jeff Daniels, Sam Waterston, a bunch of other cats. It's good, man. It's very good. I love a good Western, and this is
a handy man. I'll probably jump that as soon as I know Punisher. I'll probably watch that. So I think it's like six, seven.
It's seven. I mean, it's a limited series. I mean, I'm not sure if it's just a one-time thing, but it's very good, man.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you guys a suggestion. Manhunt Unabomber, excellent.
Is that a documentary?
It's a docudrama.
Oh really? Oh, I thought a documentary. I seen it on Netflix. I just haven't clicked on it yet, but I saw it.
No, it's a Discovery Channel project, but it's a docudrama. Excellent. Mm. Like seven episodes.
Oh okay. All right. I'll catch that.
And Mindhunter, of course.
Which one?
Mindhunter.
It's just great. Yeah. It's such a good show. Yeah. And Netflix is really they're hitting the stride when it comes to TVs anyway. there is a movie I want to watch because we had a quick discussion about can Netflix give us a great movie. There's one that just Mudbound, I think it's called.
I saw that.
I heard really good things about that.
Carla loved that movie. I was tired, so I fell asleep through some of it. I'm so sorry.
Okay, so
I know it doesn't say much about the movie. Well,
it does.
It's obviously, you know, it's not a. You know, it's a dark movie.
It's a drama.
It's a dark drama. Obviously, you know, we're talking early 40s Mississippi, and what comes with it in that area. And but I mean, overall, it was a good movie. And I finished watching. I had to bring it up over two nights because I was just really, really tired when I started watching it. But it was very good, very well acted, good story. A little ending was. I kind of had a little happy ending there. Sorry if I'm spoiling it for anybody, but. I mean, aside from that, I think overall it's a strong movie.
Okay, yeah, because I heard that was one that Netflix was in a bidding war. Yeah, it was in a bidding war, and one of the festivals earlier this year, and it got a lot of hype, a lot of buzz. So we'll see if that.
It has Jonathan Banks, you know, Better Call Saul fame, obviously. Breaking Bad. This guy. He starred in Terminator Genesis, and he's also been in the second Planet of the Apes movie. Yeah, sorry.
That's better.
The main actor. So he's been in there. Yeah. He's been in a few
movies. The non-Academy Award winning Terminator.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Stupid guy. It's got the Back family's son, the wise guns war. He was he played Eazy-E and Straight Outta Compton.
Which is a good movie.
That actor's in it. He plays the Back family's son, the guy who goes to Europe for war and stuff. So, and it centers around his return back to the U.S. and stuff. So it's a good movie, man. It's a good flick.
All right, I'm gonna check it out because I heard good things, and we'll see. That's all I have. I mean, we'll make the rounds here. It's just cut. It's been about an hour. Cool. Mike, parting words.
Actually, I have none. Just want to say hello to everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to all my peeps. Other than that, I'm good.
A man of few words.
Chewy, the non-Academy Award winning Chewy. Go ahead.
Non-Emmy winning as well. Or Peabody, since this is radio or podcasting.
Non-Golden Globe winning.
Shout out to my kids and wife, as always. Happy Thanksgiving to all. Do want to say a couple shows. I can't say this enough. Mr. Robot, these last three episodes, best of the season, best of the series, dude. They were that damn good.
Hey, stop.
I want to talk about this, and you can't watch, man.
No, we can talk. But listen,
no, he can't.
I haven't started seeing it, so I don't know.
What the hell,
I know, man? I'm
gonna binge it. I told my brothers I want to watch all like back to back.
Well, okay, that's fine, but I gotta wait for you to
that's
wait
a crap
3 weeks,
excuse.
4 weeks actually, because you need a week. You need a week to binge it. So.
Relax, everybody, calm down. We'll discuss it, but relax.
Okay, I'm calm.
Is Mr. Robot an Academy Award winning show? No, dude,
yes.
Relax.
It is
an Emmy winning.
It's a Mike Rose Award winning show.
And Golden Globe winning. Right. So yes.
I said Academy Award winning. I didn't say the one of Emmys.
It's a show, dude.
It's got less awards than the Suicide Squad, damn it. All right.
No, it's got more awards for there.
It's a good
anyway,
go ahead, sorry.
A couple shows I'm looking forward to coming out this week. One's Dark on Netflix. Another one is Happy on Sci-Fi. I think comes out next week. That's about it as far as new stuff.
Oh, hey, Runaways on Hulu.
I don't have Hulu, so I don't know. I've heard good things about it, but I'm just not going to get the Hulu because of that.
My friends.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, I have enough. I've been catching up on everything else. I missed a couple shows. It's not the end of the world.
You're right.
Also, rewatching the hell out of Rick and Morty from this season.
Oh, of course. That goes without saying, dude.
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah. It should always pop that in at once a week at least.
A pickle Rick!
I'm me six. Look at me.
Pickle Rick!
Only your true Rick and Morty fans will know what the hell we're talking about right now. But all that being said, again, thanks for everyone listening out there. We'll hopefully have a show pretty soon, next week or not the week after. And that's all we have.
Definitely
so thanks,
next
guys.
Week.
All right, sounds good. We'll see you guys next time.
Okay. Peace.
Bye.